The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God is with those that are with Him, and He will forsake those that forsake Him. Do our leaders seek God? Does Christianity really seek God? Aren't we a nation that has forgotten God and His law? Don't we kick God's law and God out of every place that we can? My friend, if you expect God to bless America while we are turning farther and farther from Him, you will get a big surprise. God cannot bless a rebellious, sinful nation and won't even try to, at least once that our sins has reached a certain point. Now, God could and would bless America if we would begin to turn to Him, rend our hearts in sincere repentance and obedience. But you don't need to expect that. According to God's Word, it won't happen until the very end of this age, and there will be only a few Israelite descent left alive. As a matter of fact, there will only be a few of the world's population left alive in comparison to what it is today. Because we won't listen. We know too much, so we think. But you can listen to God and be one that survives the time of Jacob's or America's and the British people's trouble and the great tribulation which God says will come upon the whole world. Will you? In Hosea chapter 1, God began to describe the sins of Israel, and that describes the way Israel is today. As a matter of fact, it is a dual prophecy. Notice what God has to say here in Hosea 1, beginning in verse 2. When the Eternal began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord." Now, why would God tell a man, a righteous man as Hosea was, to go take a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry? Well, because God knew that the way that Israel lived their life, departing from God, committing spiritual harlotry, spiritual adultery. And God knew that their seed would still be doing the same. So that's why He said, "and children of harlotry." The word harlotry means spiritual adultery, putting any and everything before the true God. God says we worship the works of our hands. Now, aren't we so busy trying to pay for the many things we buy that we don't even give God time of day? That we don't take time to worship God because we're so busy going here, going there, doing this and doing that. We don't give God time of day. Isn't any wonder we don't have room for our stuff? There's too many things to buy and we want them. And there's too many places to go and too many ways to get there and we want to go. We are too busy pursuing our wants and our desires to give God time of day. Many of our luxuries take a lot of our time. We have our priorities mixed up. God should come first in your life, and He demands and commands that. Well, until we come to the point of giving God first place in our life, our problems and our curses will continue to pile up. We have cut ourselves off from our Maker, and we are living under curses, just as God told our forefathers 3,500 years ago that's exactly what would come upon us, is many curses. You can read of that in Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, and many other places in the Bible. But unless this nation repents and turns to God, our demise is very near. Ancient Israel didn't listen to God or His messengers. Neither did the pre-flood world and many other nations, empires, cities and states and individuals, and their demise came. And I can tell you, my friends, that it is already in process in America. Our demise has already begun several years ago. The religious base of which our nation was founded on is steadily eroding. We have almost come to the point where morals isn't considered a necessity for a decent society. Character seems to be a thing of the past. How many politicians do you hear make mention of God in their speeches when they're running for election or even after they are elected? Do you hear them making mention of God and His Word? Or do you even hear the average person on the street, for that matter, talking about God and His Word and His way of life? Isn't any wonder we have forgotten God. Hosea's long prophetic message to ancient Israel of their demise, just as Amos' message was one of warning Israel to repent of their idolatrous, lying ways. Both men echoed the message that God abhors the sin of his people and that judgment is certain. They also echo the message of God's love, concern, and his mercy. The latter years of ancient Israel were characterized by confusion, troubles, and decline. Sounds like our nation today, doesn't it? Confusion, troubles, curses, and decline. Much of the messages and prophecy to ancient Israel is dual and is a message for their end-time descendants, America and the British people. And you need to perk up your ears and listen to this, my friend, because it doesn't depend on you believing it or not believing it. It is happening in America today. America, demise is in process, and it is picking up momentum. Our ancestors didn't listen, and they paid a heavy price. What will we, America, do? Will we listen? Will you? Continuing here in Hosea chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Dibalim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to him, call his name Jezreel, for in a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu, and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. God did bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel because of their many sins which they would not turn from. And God says it will happen again, this time to end time Israel, the United States, and the British people. In Hosea 1, beginning in verse 8 through verse 11. Now when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then God said, call his name Lo-Ammah, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God. Think about that, my friends. A nation coming to the point where God says, you are not my people, and I will not be your God. That is a very bad position to be in. But ancient Israel came to that point, and I fear that modern-day Israel, the United States, and the British people are fast approaching that point as well. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. There it shall be said to them, you are the sons of the living God. And notice verse 11 here, telling us for sure that this is an end-time prophecy. Then the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together and appoint for themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel. Now this is an end-time prophecy for our nation today, and we need to take heed to this and repent and turn to God. And our sins are many, and when sins of a nation reaches a certain point, or the sins of the world reaches a certain point, then God intervenes, and God will turn his face from a nation that will not turn, and he says that he will see what our end will be. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Speaking of the end time of the nation of Israel, especially the United States and the British people, and notice going on here, speaking of the end time, God describes our nation in Hosea 4, verse 1 through 10. Notice what God has to say, and keep on your mind, my friend, that this is an end time prophecy for you and me, the United States and the British people, mainly, and perhaps even other Israelite descent nations. Hosea 4, beginning verse 1. Hear the word of the Eternal, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Now ask yourself, if you're hearing this program, ask yourself, does that sound like our nation today? Notice what God said, there is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Well, do we know God as a nation? Do we know God? Or do you know God as an individual? He goes on here in describing our sin. God says, by swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed after bloodshed. God is saying that we have pulled out all stops. Everything goes. Nothing is too wicked. Nothing is too sinful. Nothing is too evil. If you want to do it, you go ahead and do it. You do what you want to do. If we knew God, these things would not be taking place. And God just told us that we don't know our God. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beast of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. God says the land will mourn. My friend, do you think that we are a happy nation anymore? Or do you think that we are a nation in mourning with all of our woes that we're going through? And yet it will get a lot worse unless we turn to our God. Verse 4, now let no man contend or reprove another, for your people are like those who contend with a priest. God says, because we won't change our ways, therefore you shall stumble in the day. The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. In other words, God is saying there is coming an end to this nation. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Where are our children today, my friends? The last two generations, where are they? Think about that. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. In other words, God is saying that there's coming a time when we are going to be ashamed. We aren't now. We haven't come to that point yet, have we? Our power, our military power is still strong, and our economic power is fairly strong yet to what it's going to get. Verse 8, they eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat, but not have enough. They shall commit harlotry, but not increase, because they have ceased obeying the Lord. Let's read that verse 10 again. You need to understand what God is saying. For they shall eat, but not have enough. Are we satisfied, my friend? Are we a contented nation? They shall commit harlotry, but not increase, because they have ceased obeying the Lord. Does that sound like our nation today? Does that sound like our leaders? Hosea 5, verse 13 has this to say. When Ephraim, and it's talking about the nations of Israel, saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to King Jareb, yet he cannot cure you nor heal you of your wound. God said there is a time when we will call to other nations for help, but they will not deliver us. As a matter of fact, God says in one place in his word that we'll call for our lovers, but they will forsake us. Verse 14, for I will be like a lion to Ephraim and like a young lion to the house of Israel. I, even I, will tear them and go away. I will take them away, and no one shall rescue. Yes, a judgment on our nation is coming, and it's not far away, my friends. A day of judgment or punishment is coming on America. God will see to that and make sure that it comes. Why? Because our sins have multiplied, as God tells us in his word. I see my time is up, so we have a couple of articles that you may request free of charge. Number one, The Knowledge That Counts. And the article, The Law of Life. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, and request your articles, The Knowledge That Counts and The Law of Life. Or you can email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God, inviting you to keep listening to The Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and The Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.